This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The fight over auto parts and service chain Pep Boys has come to an end. Carl Icahn has been declared the winner over Japanese tire maker Bridgestone. Icahn's winning bid, $1 billion. But the thing is, Icahn would have won even if he lost. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains the strategy behind one of the world's best-known activist investors.
Let's just take a quick look at what Icahn did here. A while back, he bought 12% of Pep Boys. Then he threatened to buy more of Pep Boys to take it over. Well, all kinds of people freaked out, and other people started bidding for the company.
Getting a bidding war going, which drives up the stock price.
Peter Cohen teaches strategy and entrepreneurship at Babson College. So even if Icahn lost the bidding war, he's driven up the stock price and can cash out at a profit.
He's done this over and over again over the years.
Now, in this case, he actually will very likely get control of the company, which he can then rearrange or improve the operations of or sell for parts like he's done on occasion in the past. Either way, he wins. But over the last 30 years that Icahn has been at this, a central element to his strategy really has been cage rattling.
Get into a company that's not performing well, buy shares, get on the board, frighten management.
Mark Stevens is the author of King Icahn and CEO of marketing firm MSCO.
Threaten the guys who are running the company that they're going to lose their jobs or lose control of their company.
Unless they do something to improve the stock price or dividends, somehow reward investors. And by investors, we mean reward Carl Icahn. Now, a common criticism of this approach is that it can be very short-term focused. Again, Peter Cohen.
What is the value that he's adding to the company? Really zero, but he is raising the stock price.
But as Robert Jackson, professor of law at Columbia, points out,
those gains are not just for the activists, but for all public company shareholders.
Now that Icahn is likely to get control over Pep Boys, it remains to be seen what he'll actually do with it. But as long as Icahn's around, Pep Boys probably won't be the last cage he rattles. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.